Colton Dixon is currently on tour along with Skillet for Winter Jam. Skillet, wow, what's that like? Colton Dixon, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Now, have you ever thought in your life that, you know, being on American Idol, that this career path would lead you to sharing a stage with a band so extreme like Skillet?
One could only hope. I actually, I grew up listening to Skillet, so it's always a joy and a pleasure to share the stage with those guys. But you asked what it was like touring with them.
Yeah.
Man, they're all just the sweetest people. John and Corey are just the sweetest humans. I'm good friends with Seth, their guitar player, and we're fellow Batman nerds, so we like to discuss various things, but it's always a good time. It also gets really hot, and what I mean by that is they typically carry pyro with them, so if you're near the stage, you feel the heat.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you if John Cooper let you use his hand steam cannons or whatever they call those.
Man, not yet, but I'm trying to like build up like my brownie points with John so that one day I can cash in. And you better believe that's what I'm going to ask for. Like, just let me try them on.
Okay. Well, catch us up, Colton. How has it been raising your twin girls during this COVID time where, you know, we're all been isolated for so long?
You know, we've actually been blessed. I know up in Canada, I know you guys have faced a lot harder restrictions and regulations than we have here in the States. But in Tennessee, most of those restrictions have been gone for a while now. So getting them out and about hasn't been as difficult. We're obviously cautious and careful, and we sanitize and do all the stuff. But yeah, keeping twins inside a house all day, every day is not an option. So we get out when we can. But yeah, I mean, the world's always changing. And I'm sure my parents would look back on their lifetime and how they grew up and look at how my sister and I were raised and go, man, what a crazy time it is to raise kids. And and now here I am saying the same thing. The world's going to change every day. I'm just so thankful that we have Holy Spirit on the inside to help guide us and lead us. And God's equipped us with his word to help navigate this crazy life that we live in. And he's the best parent that I know of. So I'm going to be leaning on him pretty heavy just for guidance on this new chapter in our life.
Well, Holy Spirit on the inside changes us on the inside, and we can take care of our body and change what's on the outside. And I noticed that on one of your fingers, you have a brand new tattoo, and it's pretty simple, but I'm sure there's a deep, deep meaning in there. What was it all about?
You know, this is something I've wanted to get for a few years now, but it's an A in an old English font, which stands for my wife's name, Annie. It's on my ring finger. Logistics standpoint, I don't always have my, you know, silver wedding ring on, especially if I'm working on something or even on stage, it hits my microphone and makes kind of like a clacking noise. So it's kind of nice to be able to represent that. But just kind of an interesting thought I had about this too is why does it seem like, why does getting a tattoo on your ring finger to symbolize marriage seem like a bigger deal than getting married? You know, why is it like that? It's because we live in a culture where marriage isn't celebrated as something that's sacred or that's forever.
Wow.
You know, and that kind of struck me. I wish it wasn't like that. Although it's very obvious that it is. Even, you know, even showing some people, they're like, wow, like, that's a big commitment. I'm like, yeah, we're already married though, right? So that's a commitment in and of itself. We stood before God and before our friends and family and committed our lives to each other. So I'm so glad I was able to do it. My wife was very surprised. I didn't tell her.
Oh.
Very surprised, but she loved it. I think it made her smile. Made her feel good. So I'm glad I got it done.
That is an interesting perspective. I've never thought of that before. You know, well, people will try to talk you. You sure? Think about it. Really think about it.
It's
a tattoo.
It's like, yeah, I'm sure I've already thought this one through. You know what I mean?
Hitting the stage with Skillet during Winter Jam and a brand new single just released, Made to Fly. Colton Dixon's been our guest this morning. Thanks so much, Colton.
Man, thank you so much, Todd. I really appreciate it.